that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said. "If you have carried him..." Sorry, I'm losing myself in the excitement. I'll go back again. "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I've not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Now we're going to think about this story just for a few moments. Can you put up my first slide? Thank you. This story is all about, like lots of John's gospel, seeing, looking, finding. The disciples think they know how they're going to find Jesus. They think they're going to find him dead and in a tomb. But something else is going to happen. Now, I had some props to help us think about things that are to do with seeing or finding or realizing. But would you believe it? On Easter Sunday, I've lost them. Who could have seen that coming? I wonder if there's anyone that could help me find some props to do with seeing or looking or having realization, suddenly realizing something. I've got three things hidden around. There might be some clues on the next few slides, Callum. Can you just pop them up so people can see what they might be looking for? Okay, so there's something. Anyone spot one of them? Or two of them, maybe? Next one, Callum. Oh, something like that, maybe. Can anyone see something like that? And then last one. Oh, I've seen that somewhere. I wonder where. Might be. Can anyone find anything? Ah, brilliant. Thank you. Can you bring it up to me? Great. Thank you very much. So we're going to talk about this one first. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Are you happy to stay and demonstrate them with me, Henry, to show what they are? Great. Brilliant. You come stay with me. Thank you, people that have found that. There's one more to look for in a minute. Okay? Okay, have a look through that, please. There you go. What can you see? Very far away. Oh, turn it around. Well done. Great. I am just being silly. You're right, Henry. Thank you.
Everything's very blurry.
Everything's blurry, yeah.
I can barely see anyone.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. If you just stand next to Henry there with that one, that would be great. Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much. So Mary goes to the tomb and she's looking for Jesus. But it's like she's seeing far away. There's all this stuff in between her and Jesus. All her expectations, all her grief. She can't quite see. So she does a very sensible thing and goes and gets her friends, Peter and John. John gets to the tomb and he is looking from a distance. He can't see. But Peter goes in. Henry, can you tell me something about this? Have a look through it. Okay, have a look maybe at the banner through it behind you. What does it do? It looks bigger and the letters look in different sizes. Do you want to have a quick look through this as well? See what it does?
I said spaces.
Oh, hold that. Tell me what you think it does. Makes it bigger. Yes. Fantastic. Thank you. I'll give you that one back in a minute. Great. So the second disciple goes in and he takes a closer look. He investigates. And the word in that particular bit of John's gospel changes. The word that they use for seeing at that specific point is a word called theori. It's how we find the words for theatre and the words for theory. The disciple starts to, thank you, Henry, the disciple starts to work it all out, to try and piece it together. He's still not completely sure, but he tries to piece it all together. Which leads us then to our next thing. Okay, another disciple comes in. They don't wait outside. They look. They go into the tomb. They see it all. And they have a realization. Can you hold that above your head? Brilliant. And I'm just going to go like that. Ah! Have a look up. Brilliant. Can I have a round of applause for all my helpers? Do you want to go and sit back down? Thank you. The last disciple gets there, goes in, sees what's happening, and has this aha moment. He's alive. He's not dead. It's not the end. It's not final. Jesus is risen. I wonder where you might be in this story. Whether you are new to faith, whether you've been a Christian or going to church for a long time, I wonder where you find yourself this morning. Are you like those first disciples looking through the binoculars from a long distance because there's all this stuff in the way? Grief, disappointment, curiosity, unmet expectation. And you can see something's going on, but you've not quite worked it out. Or are you like that second group? You're sticking around long enough to take a closer look, to investigate, to theorize, to try and work it all out. Or maybe in the worship and the praying and your own life, it's like you've had that aha moment. You finally come to see and believe Jesus is alive. I wonder where you find yourself this morning. One last thing about the story. Jesus doesn't leave the disciples looking a long way off. In the next bit that we read together, we hear that Mary, who very sensibly stays at the tomb to try and make sense of it all, meets someone. And as she meets this person, he kindly and gently helps her take the binoculars down and have the awakening moment. And in that encounter, she realizes not only that Jesus is alive, but that Jesus loves her. If you're in the place where you've not got it all worked out, if you're interested in faith, but not sure about everything. Or if you've been following Jesus for a while, but it's got so hard, it feels like there's distance. Jesus doesn't leave you in that place. His desire is to come and meet you, to come and be close to you. He sees you, he seeks you, and he finds you, so that you might know his great love. We're going to take a moment or two to think about that, and then Liz is going to come and lead us in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are alive, that you can be found, and that you come to see us. Amen.